This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They're having to set people on fire in their own backyards because they cannot keep up with the cremations. Here in the United States, we have a plethora of vaccine availability, and some people don't want to take it. But are we getting close to herd immunity anyway? It sure looks like everything's opening back up. New York City opens wide, everything open, period. You can even go into a bar and just drink, and you don't have to order food. That starts July 1st. That's significant because the bars were really limited, shut down again and again and again and again. And that's happening in many, many more places in the U.S., but not overseas and certainly not in India, where they have really been hammered the worst. Of course, you think of the population in India and what it would be like to attempt to even be able to offer the kinds of vaccine availability that we have in the United States, impossible with the amount of doses that you have to have. So it's one foot in front of the other in India as they tackle it, but very sad to see that the funeral pyres are everywhere because that's the only option at this point. They just burn through the night and it's bodies. Because they've got a second wave of horrible COVID sweeping through the country, and the bodies are just piling up faster than the workers can cremate them. Hate to start that way. Kate Delaney, once again, thank you for joining us on this show. But we see the crisis, and I have never seen anything like it, and I thank God that I live here in the United States, and what we've endured, look to what other people now are enduring, and particularly in a country where they're sprawling, or spiraling is a better way to say it. It is sprawling, but they're spiraling into the COVID-19 crisis and just how awful it is and how brutal this infectious disease is and what we now have seen. By the way, speaking of that, full FDA approval of COVID-19 vaccines could help fight vaccine hesitancy. I think this is the word on the lips of anyone in the healthcare industry. What do we do to get people vaccinated? How can we convince younger people? How can we convince people who think that there is something else going on here nefariously? How do we convince them to get vaccinated? How much swag can we give out? What can we do to tempt those who do not want to have a vaccine in their arms? So as a condition of the emergency use authorizations issued for Pfizer and Moderna, those companies are expected to work toward asking the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for that full approval, and some health officials are hoping it will happen soon. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, does he need an introduction? We all know who he is, says he hopes COVID-19 vaccines will receive full approval as soon as possible. I mean, the road to that is kind of tricky, right, because it was pushed out so fast. Get the trials going, get it out as quickly as we can. The former President Trump, I mean, yeah, it was Operation Warp Speed, absolutely, had to do it. That was the smart thing to do. So you're going through these clinical trials pretty quickly and looking at these applications pretty quickly. I think the feeling is, since it's kind of the gold standard of a safety and regulatory organization throughout the world, that whole idea of getting that stamp, that FDA stamp, He says, Fauci, that it'll help show skeptics that the authorized COVID vaccines are safe. But the J&J snafu shook any confidence, I think, in the vaccine in some areas, especially rural areas, because people heard about the blood clots and the fact that you had women in critical condition and a couple dying as well because of getting vaccinated. And that is a frightening thought when you think about it, that, boy, how is that possible? And the answer is, of course, it's possible in not knowing enough about what we think we know with variants and what we know of the of the virus itself, the ins and outs of it, and what it does in attaching to cells, etc. But trust me, that information is becoming more and more available, and I think the digging is deep, let's put it that way, with some of the smartest and brightest people possible working on all of these vaccines and solutions, you know, etc. So there's lots of conversations about restrictions and voting, etc. Especially we'll have midterm elections. That'll be the next big one that comes up, and then another presidential election where it could be that the former president, Donald Trump, runs again for president. Joe Biden said he's going to run again for president, try to get the two terms. So one signature now stands between Florida voters and a slew of new restrictions on casting ballots in the Sunshine State. So days after a wild debate and last-minute amendments bouncing between chambers, the Republican-controlled State House and Senate came to an agreement, and party-line votes approved Senate Bill 90. What does that mean? On the eve of Florida's final day of the legislative session. So it just has to get signed by the governor. It would create restrictions such as adding new ID and signature requirements for voting by mail, limiting who can return a completed mail-in ballot, expanding partisan observation power during ballot tabulation, and creating additional restriction for drop box use. Governor DeSantis has previously expressed his support for those measures in the past of the bill, but there you go. I can't imagine that he doesn't sign it because he's approved so much of what has been said in that from before. So if there is any doubt of who voted, what happened, remember the hanging chads. I think that really made Florida the butt of the most jokes when it comes to voting and casting ballots. So taking the sting out of that, trying to put in those restrictions, some would argue the restrictions are too ridiculous and that it's trying to, that restrictions will hamper people who should vote from voting. So he's still got to sign it. It remains to be seen how that all looks actually when we get into a deep, big, wide election. Then we'll have a better sense, I believe, of it anyway. So with the vaccine and so much of the population being vaccinated and the other half not being vaccinated, Joe Rogan, who makes a bazillion dollars doing a podcast, the most famous podcaster, I would say, or certainly the wealthiest from that just specific thing, has been responding to controversy surrounding remarks he made that healthy young people should not get the COVID vaccine. On his Thursday episode of his podcast, he brought up how the White House, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, addressed and disagreed with his comments. He said, "I am not an anti-vax person. In fact, I said I believe they're safe, and I encourage many people to take them. My parents were vaccinated. I just said, I don't think if you're a young person, healthy young person, you need it." Their argument was, you need it for other people, but that's a different argument. That's a different conversation. But he started to get hammered for that, for saying that. And Rogan criticized the coverage of his statements, calling it clickbait. Said, "I'm not a doctor. I'm just not. I'm saying my opinion. That's what I'm paid to do." Wow.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Howdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
With the first pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Trevor Lawrence, quarterback, Clemson.
Yeah, as predicted, that was obvious that was going to happen. Welcome to the cave, folks. Is of course it is. The Jags overall pick, it makes sense. You look at his potential, the upsides. I don't even have to sell him. You just knew it. You know, he was going to be the guy. There was never any doubt about that. Other draft picks, we'll go through some of them. Pretty interesting, but I think the big story on draft day is about Aaron Rodgers, my friends. The reigning MVP is disgruntled with the Green Bay Packers. Yeah, perhaps you clap for that. The Packers are aware of his feelings, concerned about them, and they've had team president, the general manager, and the head coach each fly out on separate trips to meet with Rodgers at various points in the offseason. But it's kind of floating out there that he doesn't want to return. I mean, he's a vital part of their success, and he hasn't budged in the offseason. But the Packers haven't either in talking about his contract. The 49ers checked with the Packers about Rodgers' potential availability, but the general manager said that the call didn't go anywhere. The Los Angeles Rams inquired about Rodgers in January before they traded for Matt Stafford, but the Packers quickly dismissed the Rams' overture. So this, I think, is probably making him a little more furious. He's made cryptic comments about his future in Green Bay, but he's told others he does not want to return. An NFL player has never been traded after winning the MVP award in the previous season. The only MVPs to not return to their team in the season after winning the award, Norm Van Brocklin, he retired after winning in 1960, and Jim Brown, he retired after winning in 1965. Now, Rodgers' contract contained a $6.8 million roster bonus due in March. It could have been converted into a signing bonus that would have freed up more than $4.5 million in salary cap space for the season, but instead it was vested as scheduled. So keep an eye on that one, because to me that is a huge, and to you too, right? It is a huge, huge story. Of course it is a huge story. Of course it is, because he's the MVP. And saying that he's not happy, or what does that mean? All right, so I already mentioned Trevor Lawrence. I think it's smart, most polished quarterback since probably Andrew Luck, although look what happened with Andrew Luck. I think he will play nicely for Jacksonville. I think it was a smart pick. He won a national championship as a freshman. He led the Tigers to do more playoff experiences, right? Yeah. And they like him. New York Jets, Zach Wilson, quarterback from BYU. They picked him. They traded Sam Darnold, because they believe Wilson could be a franchise quarterback. He stood out. He's got a good arm, quick reader, that makes quick reads. Perfect. San Francisco 49ers from Miami Dolphins, a 3-pick through the Texans. Trey Lance, quarterback for North Dakota State. So that was a big, strong pick, I think. And biggest, fastest, and strongest quarterback, that's what Coach Kyle Shanahan says. That's what he wants. He's 6'4", 226 pounds, and again, quick feet, great arm, all of that. Atlanta Falcons, they pick up the tight end from Florida, Kyle Pitts. And Kyle Pitts is probably one of the best talented players in the draft. He's got an incredible 40-yard dash time. He can get all the formations. He can play out wide in the slot or in line as a tight end. I like it. And typically you don't see a tight end go that high in the draft. Cincinnati Bengals, Jamar Chase, the wide out from LSU, gets picked by the Bengals. They wanted an immediate contributor. They get it with Chase. Miami Dolphins from the Philadelphia Eagles, the 6th pick, Jalen Waddle, the wide out from Alabama. He's maybe the fastest player in the draft. And he's a game-changer playmaker. We'll see what happens in his new home. Detroit Lions, Penei Sewell, the offensive tackle from Oregon. Best option in that entire draft class starting at that position. So smart. I think smart. Smart. You're the best player on the board then for them. Carolina Panthers, J.C. Horn, the corner from South Carolina. Something that they needed because they've got an injury prone Dante Jackson in the last year of his contract. It makes complete sense. I'm only going to do 10, I promise. Denver Broncos, Patrick Surtain, corner from Alabama. They traded for Teddy Bridgewater on Wednesday. The Broncos turned to their defense with their first pick of the draft. They want to be playing well defensively in the NFL and have as many cornerbacks that are top flight as they can find. And finally, 10, the 10th pick, the Philadelphia Eagles from the Dallas Cowboys via the Dolphins and San Francisco 49ers. Devonta Smith, the wideout from Alabama, goes to Philly. Ooh, I love it. He's going to have to beef up on some cheesesteaks because his weight is about 170 pounds. But that's a really good pick because so many of you listening have asked me about the Cowboys. The Cowboys pick at 12 from the Eagles. Micah Parsons, the linebacker from Penn State. They need to pick it up on defense. He's fast in the 40, and he was an impact player at Penn State and a great athlete, so he should be able to contribute right out of the gate. Very exciting. Horse racing. Yes, it is an exciting time. When you go to the Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby, or you flip on your tube and you see the Kentucky Derby. The long shot, Bourbonic. 72-1. Rock Your World is my favorite horse, won the Santa Anita Derby, and won by pretty convincing length, four and a quarter lengths. So I like it. That's my horse, Rock Your World. And it's interesting because this is going to be, Essential Quality is the favorite, 2-1 odds. It's going to be an interesting derby, I think. And that horse drew the 14th post for Saturday's race at Churchill Downs. But the horse has a great chance, obviously. The reigning 2-year-old champ entering the Kentucky Derby, having won all five races. So he's had a good haul, a good time, and he has some speed. And in the end, you need that speed coming around that final turn. But to be sure, there are some other good horses in this crowd. Who wants to take a bet on the long shot? That would be a very nice pickup, wouldn't it? Oh, be a great pickup. So, I like it. I mean, yeah, this is, this is this 3 million mile and a quarter marquee race for 3-year-olds is back on the first Saturday of May after being delayed to Labor Day weekend last fall because of the coronavirus pandemic. So the race will be viewed in person by 45,000 spectators, so it's more than 10, so 45,000, as they have room for so many, that makes sense, but not the full amount that you'd normally have for a Kentucky Derby. This is a big deal. I've said this before. In my family, the post time on Saturday is 6:57 Eastern, and wherever we were, we would always rush home to watch the Kentucky Derby, because for my family, it was fun to watch the Derby, and everybody watched the Derby. It was our tradition just to watch it. And since then, I've been there, I've covered it, I've seen it, and it's pretty exciting for me to be able to do that, especially after watching it for so, so many years. Hey, coming up, odds and ends. We dive into what's buzzing across the land, and we close the door to the man cave.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden held a drive-in rally in Duluth, Georgia. One topic was the pandemic.
We lost over 550,000 Americans. Well, we delivered over 220 million COVID shots in the first 100 days. We vastly expanded access. We got 100 million doses of vaccine, enough for every single American.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said the cost of the plan is too high.
These proposals are wildly out of proportion. to what the country needs at this particular juncture.
He said the new Biden plans will cause the U.S. to take on too much debt. U.S. jobless claims have dropped to a pre-pandemic low of 553,000 for the week. 16.5 million Americans are still getting benefits under various programs. This is USA Radio News. The sheriff in Boone, North Carolina, is now saying the son was the person who killed a couple that was found dead in their home. He also killed two deputies who responded to the domestic violence call. Sheriff Len Hegeman on WSOC-TV.
He was waiting for the officers, and we'd had an issue with him over the weekend.
The suspect was found dead inside the home after a 13-hour standoff. Four deputies that were on leave after the fatal shooting of Andrew Brown last week are now back on regular duty. The sheriff says they didn't fire their weapons during the encounter. Five people have been arrested in California for the February shooting of Lady Gaga's dog walker and the theft of her bulldogs. Police now say one of the suspects is the same woman who returned the dogs for the ransom money. According to officials, the suspects didn't know the dogs belonged to Lady Gaga when they took them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And ends. A big surprise. The San Francisco 49ers in the draft revealed their plan at quarterback after trading up to number 3 in the pick. How about that? Because, of course, it was the NFL draft. And after a month of a mystery that was surrounding the Bay Area like the fog, they pull a surprise by drafting Trey Lance at that 3 slot, the North Dakota State quarterback. So selected in the first round, he made 17 starts at the football championship subdivision level, but went undefeated, and he definitely drew a lot of attention, leading the Bison to a national title in 2019 before playing in just one game last year because of the COVID-19 pandemic, prompting the FCS teams to move their season to the spring. He's 6'4", 224 pounds. He could be the real deal. Maybe a surprise to some, but I think he fits into the process. And that's exactly what 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan said, that they knew, they looked at him, they felt good about where they were, and they felt good about the pick. And that's in the aftermath of the 49ers falling to 6-10 in 2020 with their starting quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo missing 10 games because of his high ankle sprain. So, you know, you gotta be able to have a backup and a solid quarterback, and they think they went in the right direction. There's no telling, right, until you know. I mean, you know, there's no telling until you get into the season and you see what happens. And really, I guess when you get into some of those mini camps and you get into camp, ultimately, you can tell a little bit. But until you're deeper into the season or something happens, I mean, that's part of, I think, the deal with this. Absolutely. All right. This is Odds and Ends, and this is a very sad story. You know, you have somebody that calls out to the sheriff's deputies to say they're concerned because someone hasn't shown up for work. And a married couple was found dead along with a suspected gunman after a 13-hour standoff at a North Carolina home in Boone, North Carolina.
They were members of the same family. And the Watauga County Sheriff's Office said that the couple were killed in their house. And the suspect, Isaac Barnes, who was 32, was also found dead at the house. But what's really, really sad, he's also suspected in the fatal shootings of two deputies who had been dispatched to the house, like I said, for a welfare check. Chris Ward, both of these guys young. Chris Ward died at the hospital, and after Wednesday's shooting, while the canine officer, Logan Fox, died at the scene, he's just 25 years old. And, you know, the county sheriff said that family members had expressed a lot of concern because of the number of weapons in Barnes' possession, that he had like just an arsenal. And the sheriff believed that Barnes may have been contemplating an attack in public. And there's an investigation as to what they can ultimately unearth here. But of course, he killed himself, so there's no retribution or trial or whatever you want to call it. And it's a very, very sad, sad day and week for the Boone area, and for certainly for those sheriff deputies, their families, etc. I mean, there's just no, what do? There's no going back. I mean, it's a head shaker. It is. It's a very sad head shaker without a doubt. All right. So in odds and ends, you know, we jump around. That's the whole idea, because I always say, I talk about the buzz in your backyard and mine, and we're talking sometimes about a lot of different things. It's not always just one thing. Pandemic news of the day, pandemic news. I'll tell you something they're talking about in a lot of places, particularly where I am. They're calling it a hell of a mess. Get it? Yep. Parts of Texas and Oklahoma smashed, battered, whatever you want to call it, by softball-sized chunks of hail. We had to batten the hatches on Wednesday night, and somehow I'm in that bubble where it missed me, thank goodness. But they're saying this could be billion-dollar damage. It was just that bad that you had, you know, cars just smashed when these bombs, they were like little ice bombs, fell down on top of so many of the cars in the DFW area. Oh, it's so tough when that happens. It is. And I don't know how you live. I don't know how you live in Texas or Oklahoma and your entire life you don't have, any problems with the weather, meaning, you know, car damage. Because I've had it. I've had to do the hail damage thing twice. Everyone I know, well, I have one friend that escaped it. One friend escaped it. Every other friend that I know had some form, at some point in their life, of hail damage on their car. Like, you just know it's going to happen. It just happens, right? I mean, just crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, this is a shocker. You know, the draft happens, and Trevor Lawrence, that's not a shocker, who's incredible, was incredible with Clemson, is chosen number one by the Jacksonville Jaguars. But how about Aaron Rodgers, the reigning NFL MVP, the starting quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, doesn't want to come back to the team? Supposedly, that's the rumor that's out there. Adam Schefter, who I think is very knowledgeable from ESPN, has been reporting that. And Packers president Mark Murphy and the general manager and the head coach have flown out to visit Rodgers in the offseason. What's happening? And according to the report, the San Francisco 49ers called the Packers on Wednesday, and the Rams had reached out to Green Bay in January before trading quarterback Jared Goff to the Lions in exchange for Matt Stafford. The Packers do not want to trade Rodgers. So, 37 years old, he won his third NFL MVP award. He had a two-week stint, I don't know if that has something to do with it, as the host of Jeopardy. He's expressed his desire to become the full-time host of the show, but saying while playing football at the time, he's engaged to get married to actress Shailene Woodley. And, you know, in the 2020 draft, the Packers selected a quarterback, Jordan Love, in the first round. So is there something there to the rumors, or are they, or is it just rumors that have been kicking up? I think there's something there. But how serious it is, we'll see. We'll see if it sticks, if it's more than a rumor. It's more than just talk. The majority of adult Americans have at least been partially vaccinated against the coronavirus. So roughly a quarter of adults say they're not going to get the shot. CNN did a poll. I think we talked about it. Vaccine hesitancy, 26% is much more willing to return to regular activity, far less confident in government health officials overseeing vaccine rollouts and opposed to vaccine requirements for everyday activities. So overall, the polls seem to point to the country that is getting our country on the road to being more normal. I talked about traveling and what that was like going to Florida and being on a plane and being in airports, and I felt good. I felt good about it, but I am vaccinated. I got the Moderna shots, and I feel good about doing that. It was my choice. I certainly have access to lots and lots of research. We've had tons of people on. I had too many friends that got COVID that were healthy, that did all the things they were supposed to do protocol-wise, and that certainly was enough for me to say, you know, I might be healthy, but I'll find myself eventually around a lot of people, and I want to be around a lot of people. I don't want to be isolated. I am social, and social in the sense that I think people need people. Isn't there a song about that? So I want to get there sooner rather than later. It just can't come soon enough, I think, for so many of us, because we're really weary of being in this, you know, pandemic, and it's starting to lift. It's starting to feel like that. And I think people are much, much more optimistic, way more optimistic. And I think that's really good, because, you know, so much now has come out about, even if you had a little extra weight on, that there's concern about the risk of severe COVID. We've seen that with some of the people who have died. It's very, very sad what's happened. And then there's people that there's just no explanation. How did that happen? Again, I was healthy. I was this. I was that. And, you know, how do you explain it? We don't. There's so much we do not know about COVID. And that ultimately is where we're at. We just don't know. All right, this is interesting from the technology point of view. Because of the pandemic, some wild things have happened, and technology has soared in a lot of different directions. The damage of the global semiconductor shortage continues to widen beyond automakers. So Apple, Samsung, Caterpillar warning this week of current or potential impacts. Apple on Wednesday said a lack of chips is hampering production of iPads and Mac computers, could cost the company $3 to $4 billion in sales in the quarter ending in June. And Caterpillar, many of you listening to me that live the farm life, and you know the tractor, how important that is. The tractor and heavy machinery manufacturers said that they haven't felt any impact, but they could later this year. Samsung said its sales of display panels to smartphone manufacturers have suffered because the manufacturers can't get enough chips to make the handsets. So they're stuck, and companies release the details in quarterly earnings reports that otherwise were strong, but they're warning as to what's happening. And in the auto sector, it's been very deep as well. Ford saying they expect to produce 1.1 million fewer vehicles this year because they can't get enough chips. They expect to lose about half of their second quarter production, up from about 17% in the first quarter. So how about that? Availability is where everybody is just so desperate. The scarcity of chips could cloud some of the recovery if it continues to hamper manufacturing in the coming months. All right, hang with us. Can you just imagine if you were charged with, or you decided you wanted to translate hundreds and hundreds of years old documents that reveal so much about your people and the way of life? We're going to go there next. Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wow, I can't even imagine our next guest's story, thinking about having a grandfather who had books that were hundreds of years old, getting those books and then taking the books and taking it further and doing your own book. And I'm very thrilled to introduce you and take you to India to introduce you to Syed Ashraf Shah. He's written several things, but we're going to talk about Sophie Saints of Kashmir and the story of how this came to be and his grandfather and how he as an engineer was so passionate about books and about preserving history. So, Syed, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah.
Tell me about your grandfather first. And I think that story is so interesting for people listening around the United States and the world. What happened with your grandfather and these books?
In fact, I have not seen my grandfather. He has passed away when I was in my infancy. But my mother told me that you were born after she had four infant deaths. They went to a Sufi saint. He just prayed for child, and I was born. While she went to a shrine, they offered a child in a Pashmina shawl. So I was born.
Wow.
After 9 months or so.
And then the legacy of your grandfather in the books, how did that happen?
Yeah. When my grandfather passed away, Before he passed away, they put myself into his lap and asked him, what should we do with this child? He told them, you educate him. Okay? And when I grew up, and my father would not allow to touch my ancestral library, thinking that he is too immature for this. But once he passed away, I just got hold of these books, and I found a lot of material, important material, in these books. So I just handed over these books to the alumni, because they are an advertisement. If you want to preserve these books and get these, you know, digitized, we invite these books. So I gave them these books. And in this book, the gist from the age-old rare manuscript makes startling revelations and provides insight into many aspects of Kashmir's rich cultural heritage that has shaped the thoughts and beliefs of Kashmiris over the centuries.
Yeah, wasn't one of the transcripts 800 years old?
No, in this book it is 150 year old.
Wow.
The other those books that I have given, they are 200 to 300 years old, but the handwritten manuscripts are as old as 800 years.
Woo.
That is even before the introduction of Islam in Kashmir, which is only 600 to 700 years.
Wow. So tell us about how this led to Sophie Saints of Kashmir. How did this lead you to that road of writing this?
Yeah. No, I will describe this, what this contains. These are three parts of the book. Okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Part one makes a startling assertion about the earliest introduction of Islam in Kashmir in the very time of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when two of his companions, Sahabis, visited Kashmir on the way to China along the Silk Route. And King Ranadatta adopted, he was so impressed that he sold his crown and distributed it among poor people and fixed it 1/10 of his revenue for poor people, adopted simplicity. I have another handwritten manuscript revealing about burial date of Sayyid Bakir at Tune village in Husan Kangal in 655 Hijri.
Wow.
A century earlier than the arrival of Hazrat Bulbul Shah, who is supposed to be and introduced Islam in Kashmir. Achha, this manuscript is not found anywhere, neither it is recorded in history. And it said that he had brought 1,200 Sayyids from Iran and this Sayyid Bakir. And those Sayyids spread all over Kashmir. They prepared ground for spread of Islam in Kashmir. And this book, this part, one of the book carries an introduction by Sayyid Mubarak Shah Fitrat, a versatile scholar. The subjects like introduction of Islam in Kashmir and the details of the 14 orders, silsilas, that sprang from the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the orders that became popular in Kashmir, like Sarawardiya, Qadiriya, Kubraviya, Chishtiya, and Naqshbandiya, are all covered in this book. A brief life sketch with lineage of Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani, Ramtulay Allah, Mir Sayyid Ali Hamadani, Ramtulay Allah, ancestors of Bayaki Sayyids, and the details of the followers of Naqshbandi, Qadiri, and Rishi orders have been included in this book. Now I come to part two. Okay?
Tell us about part two.
Yeah, part two covers various topics with introduction from the compiler. That is me. The book is based on the Urdu translation of the Persian poetry, Majmua Masmua, the related stories written by Pirzada Ghulam Rasool Fazili Sheva Zunimari, who migrated to Gamru Bandipora later. He was the father of the renowned historian of Kashmir, Pir Hasan Shah Fazili Khuyami. The Urdu translation of this book, Tarikh-e Salikin-e Kashmir, was compiled by late Khwaja Nazir Ahmad Kashtwari, retired Under Secretary, General Department, JNT Government. The subjects cover praises of Allah, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the four Khalifas, Rahmatullah Allah, Hazrat Sultan Arifin, Sheikh Hamza Makhdoom Kashmiri, Rahmatullah Allah, conversion of Pandit Ganesh Kol, the Kanun Kol to Islam, at the hands of Sheikh Hamza Kashmiri, Rahmatullah Allah, and the miracles of his disciples and their followers. It also records a parting advice by the author to his sons at the time of his death. The Persian poetry of the manuscript has been marked at par with the Masnavi of Maulana Rum, Rahmatullahi Alayh. Now, I will come to part third. Okay. Part third.
Yeah, let's hear about the third part. Yeah, I'm listening.
Part third contains topics with introduction by Professor Dr. A.R. Warr. It covers brief biographies of the Sufi saints referred to in the second volume. It also contains the spiritual lineages, shajras, of Sohrawardiya, Qadiriya, Shaziliya, Madiniya, Chishtiya, Naqshbandiya orders, copied from the original handwritten manuscripts of Sheikh Abdul Haq Mohajjaz Dehlvi, Ramdullah Alay, and Sheikh Murad Naqshbandi, Ramdullah Alay, the preceptor of the historian Khwaja Azam Dadmiri of Kashmir, Sheikh Baba and Sheikh Baba Dawood Haki, etc. The lineage of Sheikh Ahmad Sarangi from Hazrat Umar anhu, to his descendant who migrated and settled in Kashmir. My maternal ancestor, a life sketch of Sheikh Ahmad Sarangi, Mutadid al-Sani, is also covered in this book. The compiling of this material for the book has called for a sustained effort on the part of the compiler, that is me, for decades together.
Wow, incredible. For you, is this rewarding? Is this satisfying to do this? This has to be, right?
Yeah, I say it is so much so satisfying that in this present COVID days, you know, people are rendered idle. But I am so busy, I have no time to talk.
Which is a good thing, right? Because yes. You're busy.
Brain engaged is brain enjoyed. And people are now worried. What should we do? I said, you do something. You can create work. Here, I have seen, I'm telling everybody, look here, I was not so much of interested in this affair. But once I wrote a book, I thought, yes, this is my way. I should do it. And you leave something for the posterity also.
Right, I agree. You leave it for posterity. Saeed, it was a pleasure to meet you. And Sufi Saints of Kashmir, you can get that and the other books on Amazon.com. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.